the playing standard will be high. There's no two ways about that. And Bob's very much aware of that. And we've got 12 months now to work alongside this club in order to make them credible when they enter that very same field of play there. But yes, coming in at the bottom, I think, is absolutely the way to do it. These clubs have got to be able to demonstrate that they can hopefully not only survive in that competition, but they can graduate beyond it as well. And I've no doubt that some of the clubs that come in will do exactly that.
And is Hemel more worthy of other clubs elsewhere that may have expressed an interest, or is there an element of geographical expansion?
No, absolutely not. The four clubs that will be coming will be the top four clubs through this process of due diligence. So we were delighted that we had such a spread, and the applications came in from as far as Northern Ireland and Scotland, and you know, right down into the deep south of the country. And those four clubs that eventually do win through this process will be the best four clubs at this particular time.
And you must be looking forward to what is a new look division next year, you know, moulding it the way that you want it.
I'm really excited about it. I think it's one of the biggest steps that the game has taken in decades. I'm confident of the clubs that are going to come in, and I'm confident that they will win the hearts and minds of several of the people in the north that maybe need a little bit of convincing yet. And you know, this is just completely groundbreaking for our sport, and it's fantastic to be involved in it.
I think I've had a chat with your chairman, and he said that London's strategically important, or there's a word that involves strategically, and it's an area that, as a business and how you want to go and where rugby league in this country has to go in the future, the south is very important to you.
Clearly it is. London Broncos play in the Super League. You've also got the Scholars, of course, which are just down the road from here. And I watched them play the other week, and they look as though they're going to have a good year as well. And then the next one across the line is Hemel Stags. So we're beginning to have the kind of impact on London that we'd like to. We'd like to see all those teams progress and introduce more. Believe me, Hemel weren't the only, I know they're not London, but weren't the only London-based team that entered this process. And throughout this process, throughout the work that we've done on the 30 applications, we've identified the best four for 2013, but there are several other applications that are not far behind them and could well be eligible for introduction in years to come.
So in the next few years we could see more clubs in the professional ranks on the M25 corridor?
That is a very, very real possibility, yes.
And in terms of the Broncos, it's obviously been a very up and down roller coaster ride for them. Did, in hindsight, was that done wrong by putting them in Super League to start with and sort of just sticking a Super League club in London? Is it better to do it this Hemel way of building the club slowly? I mean, I know they've been going for 30 years here. They've got that sort of small basis, and this is just the next peg on the ladder. But was it a bit too ambitious maybe with the Broncos?
You possibly might argue that. I mean, at one point they were playing in front of 10,000 crowds, so obviously that was pretty successful. They're fantastically lucky to have a great man like David Hughes who stands behind them now. But again, as you say, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. This is probably a little more organically based in the way that we're trying to do things. There's less exposure to risk, of course, for all concerned. But all of these clubs that come through this process have already demonstrated that they know how to run a business. They know how to develop players. You know, several of them have turnovers that are, you know, bigger than existing Championship clubs anyway. So they've earned the right to get to this level. And you're right in pointing out that perhaps this is a way for us to develop going forward. I think it's a smart way of developing the game.
But Broncos are churning out players now, so it's not like it hasn't worked. And as you say, there's been periods of success in the past. And so I guess with something like Hemel and this happening here, you've got that Broncos at the top level. And this is quite a nice backfill, isn't it? Because it just helps support that structure and makes it stronger.
It will make the structure stronger. I've no doubt, although as I mentioned in there, they will suddenly be scrapping for players as opposed to handing them over. But the bottom line is you'll have two semi-professional clubs playing in London, each of which will be developing their own players and hoping to be strong as well. Those two clubs, Hemel and the Scholars, are ambitious in what they want to achieve, so they're not looking to stand still. You've got the Broncos, who are very ambitious. You know, many, many conversations with that club about what their aspirations are. So all of that will drive standards forward. It will develop players. It will develop interest. It's as you say, it's backfill, but hopefully it's a little bit more than that too.